all the wars will end. War is delightful to those that had no experience of it. Erasmus. First and foremost, I come from a military family. My grandpa was in World War I. My uncles were in World War II. My dad was in Korea. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. And both my brothers were in the U.S. Army and the United States Air Force. So without a doubt, I honor the American military. But let's be clear here. In righteousness, not in unrighteousness. I honor those that magnify the enumerated laws found within our U.S. Constitution. Not those who blindly follow behind corrupt politicians and fight for their unlawful ends. Ever since I can remember, and I'm sure you do as well, corrupt politicians in this country have been at war with other countries. I've seen war after war, decade after decade. For example, we have the Dominican Republic Civil War, the Insurgency of Bolivia War, the Cambodian War, the war in South Zaire, the Lebanese Civil War, the invasion of Grenada, the bombing of Libya, the tanker war, the invasion of Panama, the Gulf War, the Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement, first intervention in the Somalia Civil War, Bosnian War, the intervention into Haiti, Kosovo War, Operation Infinite Reach, war in Afghanistan, the Iraq War, war in Northwest Pakistan, war in Somalia, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention into Libya, Lord's Resistance Army Insurgency, American-led intervention into Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, Yemeni Civil War. I wonder if those that were doing their fighting would be fighting at all had they taken the time to know the United States Constitution, which reveals what and who they are fighting for. For the most part, the wars above are unconstitutional and therefore illegal. Did you know that America has been at war 93% of the time since its inception? That is 222 years out of the 242 years since 1776. The United States has been at peace for less than 20 years since its birth. Notice as to whom is doing the fighting. Your grandpas, your fathers, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors, or perhaps your mothers or sisters or even yourself. Guess who's not doing the fighting? The politicians who are working on the behalf of the special interest groups such as the bankers, the military industrial complex, so on and so forth. In short, those that are responsible for creating the wars. And to be quite frank, I'm sick and tired of the lies. Oh yeah, remember, in every war, truth is always the first casualty. I am sick and tired of the lies thrown on the American people to fight their unconstitutional wars. Who do you think is funding these wars? Well, let me tell you. The American taxpayers are, and then end up profiting from the contrived wars that they themselves created. The very politicians, of course with the help of the CIA-controlled media, are lying to you on a daily basis. They are the very ones that are accusing and casting into the minds of the American people that the leaders of other countries are dictators, that they are evil and monstrous and must be dealt with or else. And all the while, these same politicians that are pushing for war are hoping that you forget that they are the ones that are, in fact, consistently lying to you on a daily basis. And of course, who will not raise a hand to help in the war that they created and want you to believe it's just a just war. Maybe the American government, we the people, should judge within before judging without. We should first stop in Washington, D.C. This government sends innocent boys over to fight their unconstitutional wars in a third world country, while they themselves are given a pass as they commit the same crimes against Americans here in the homeland. They're nothing short of hypocrites. Hopefully this will explain as to why so many foreign countries hate America. They hate America because of what Americans have let their said representatives do to their prospective countries, again, illegally and unlawfully.
Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, question for you, because I noticed our forefathers didn't do it. They didn't put up with it. How is it that in the present age, we see the treasonous acts of both federal and state governments, those that are occupying or that are incumbent concerning their tenures, how is it that the American people see the treasonous acts being committed and yet they still allow what our forefathers didn't? And look what it is that they're putting you under. You're going back to Egypt, 68 of 28, chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. Check it out when you get a moment. What am I talking about? Did you know that 93% of the time that we have been a country, 93% of the time, we've been at war? Did you hear what I said? And how many wars? Because people need to make distinction between the Lord's wars, a righteous war, and an unrighteous, wicked war. And I think it's safe to say for people to understand, as to making my point here, that much of what we've seen, at least in my lifetime, have been unconstitutional wars. Matter of fact, we can go back to World War One. Remember when they tried to create the League of Nations? That's known as now the United Nations under World War Two. Because it failed under World War One, they had to have another war. I wish people understood that history is written by men who hung heroes. In other words, we're not getting the truth, folks. Those that are hanging heroes are the ones that are writing the books. And you see them doing it. They're lying. They're lying on a daily basis. We see the mainstream media front for corporations, for the military-industrial complex, to front for corrupt, the corrupt. And it's known as conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9. You're not going to get away from it. And yet, after every war that's been sold to the people in this country, after the war, we find out that they lied to us. And we see the mainstream media push. Did you know that during the Iraqi war, friends, did you know that there was only one outlet throughout the United States of America that told the people that there was no weapons of mass destruction? There was one. Every other outlet under the control of CIA, Mockingbird Media, and their useful idiots sold you the war that we better get to them before they get to us.
only to find out that they profited from the blood of our boys, which is a judgment, Amos 4, read the whole chapter. And then what's the pill in the jam? We see how they profited from the Iraqi war by stealing their natural resources and making $34.5 billion off of theft at the expense of your boys, at the expense of blood. There's no honor in unrighteous wars. None whatsoever. We've had the Dominican Civil War. We've had the insurgency of Bolivia. We've had the Cambodian War, war in South Zaire, the Lebanese Civil War. We've had the invasion of Grenada, bombing of Libya, tanker war, invasion of Panama. Oh, did I tell you, friends, that now you have over 737 bases, military bases in over 142 countries? Isn't that interesting? And not one of them is unconstitutional. Nor is it constitutional for your said representatives to put military bases in foreign countries. What is this? It's a takeover. That's what it is. In America, you're the empire. You had the Bosnia War. You had the first intervention to the Somalia Civil War, the Israel no-fly zone enforcement, the Gulf War, again, the invasion of Panama, the tanker war, the Kosovo War, the Operation Infinite Reach, war in Afghanistan, which is about a power transition. What was that all about? Poppy plants, drugs, war in Northwest Pakistan, war in Somalia, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention into Libya, Lord's Resistance Army insurgency, American-led intervention into Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, Yemen Civil War, American intervention into Libya. Folks, and they always sell it to us that we have to save them, but isn't it interesting how we end up occupying those areas that we're allegedly saving them from? As we establish democracy in those countries, it's not democracy, it's control. And many of those countries are warring off and warring against us because they don't want our presence there. Why? Because we don't have any constitutional authority to do so. None whatsoever. So let me go back full circle, because I'm going to hit more of this in just a couple minutes, and I'm going to verify the things that I'm telling you, and I'm going to have them verify it to you. But isn't it terrible to contemplate how few politicians are hanged in this country, said G.K. Chesterton. Just think of all the crimes and the suffering that would end when the American people did what our forefathers did by not tolerating what it is that you're tolerating today. You go ahead and say what you will. You say that's extreme. No, it's extreme again, Americans, and it falls back to the American people that tolerate the crimes of the treasonous within the halls of government. I want to tell you this right now. It's extreme as to what you tolerate and how the American people are willing to even send their kids to fight their unconstitutional wars, even though they know that they've been lied to over and over and over again. And somehow or another, this new war in Iran is justifiable. Nonsense. Let me go back to our forefathers really quick. Did you know that there was a guy by the name of Major Andre? And he had been caught as a spy in our country. And what they found that there was undoubted proof that he was guilty of treason. He was trying to destroy the American cause during the inception of this country. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. The consequence is death. It's treason. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. So therefore, he should, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death. But on the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. Well, he should have thought about that before he committed the act of treason. In the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant, George Washington, and his feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did so, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. See, friends, Washington so loved his country that he knew that if such an act went unpunished concerning those that were guilty of the act of treason, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Justice had to be satisfied. Why? Because it preserves our freedom. And without it, we lose our freedom and we suffer the abuses of those that we fail to deal with. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed by content. It changed my life.
Content is all happening here.
I come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding
that opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at content.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Dave Krieger, host of the Krieger Files and station manager of WEAG-FM serving Stark, Florida and surrounding areas. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio is a regular feature on this radio station as Bradley's ministry has touched tens of thousands of people who need to know the truth and know the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for that and Bradley Dean, we are thankful. Keep up the Lord's work, my friend.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'll say this slowly for you. If at any time you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. Again, I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you. But if you want to add to or take away or give us another version of it concerning the facts, that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True, we follow the Christ here. John 14:6, Acts 4:12. The list goes on. Now, before anybody gets up a little bungee in their Grundies, I do want to let you know that I come from a military family. I also want to tell you that nobody honors the military in righteousness more than this boy that you're listening to right now. My cousin was killed in Vietnam, and I can go down the whole list. Nope, there's, hey folks, blood has been shed in this family. And I know a majority of the American people have family members that have shed blood in foreign wars as well. But I do want to let you know that there is a difference between a righteous war and an unrighteous war. Okay? And this is what I'm going to take down. Because what we're seeing right now, friends, and we've been warned about this. Matter of fact, just a couple days ago, I was talking to a show host from the morning show, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Tim Brown. And I was telling him, I said, I can feel in the spirit, and I'm talking about in the flesh, we're going to see a manifestation of this where we're going to see these guys, these treasonous individuals that have been tolerated by the American people, they're going to, through totalitarian methods, they're going to push the ball forward. And it's exactly what they just did. I have in front of me right now, just today, this was on the 22nd, and this that was the day I was talking to Tim, by the way. Where a friend had posted, the U.S. Congress erupted in cheers as it passed the NDAA, which includes Sections 219, which would merge the United States military with Israel. The bill will now head to Senate before going to President Trump's desk. The government intends to sell out its own military in America and citizens by merging with Benjamin Netanyahu, which is not even his name. He's not Jewish. Friends, he's Polish, and his name is Mylakowski, and the IDF and the Mossad. Okay, you bet, Americans, you have been warned for decades concerning what you are now in. Why the American people don't understand that we're talking about a war criminal that is cheering as to what's going on here in America concerning this merger. If that doesn't tell you, if that's not telling concerning what it is that you're in for up and coming, again, I can't help you. But you have been warned. You have been treasonously sold down the river by your said representatives. No question about
it. Benjamin Netanyahu is now publicly bragging about how he forced Donald Trump to strike Iran. This is unbelievable. During a statement today, he detailed the exact diplomatic strategy that he used to secure U.S. military backing for a strike on Iran's nuclear infrastructure. He said he did not go to Florida to ask Donald Trump for permission. He walked in with slides that declared, "Here's what we're going to do," as if the decision had already been made. This is a strategy known as fait accompli, which means established fact. He presented Israel's plan to strike Iran as an inevitability that would happen with or without Washington. This eliminated the risk of a U.S. veto and shifted the conversation from should we do this to how can we do this most effectively. Netanyahu ended his statement by bragging about how this assertive presentation successfully worked on Trump. This secretive post-election meeting laid the groundwork for the June 2025 strikes on Iran, which has of course led to the current war that we're in to this day. Now the U.S. finds itself fighting Iran while Israel has chosen to sit back on the side. A far-right Israeli minister even said that Israel has no interest in joining the campaign and said the current situation is the best one for us.
Okay, so we have Netanyahu calling the shots, not asking for permission, but hijacking our government and our military, which has been going on for decades again in this country for a long time. And the American people have known it. Yesterday, I'd played some audio from Goldwater back in the 80s. I played some stuff from Pat Buchanan from the 80s, from Ted Pike, warning the American people how our said representatives are selling out to AIPAC. Okay? I think people need to understand that AIPAC is basically a bunch of controllers. Okay? They're controllers, and they're controllers over our said representatives. Also keep in mind that the money that they're using to bribe our said representatives with, that's our tax dollars that have been given over to Israel to basically manipulate the very people that passed the bill against us. Okay, did you understand that? Yeah, that is in fact what's going on, okay? I also want to make clear before we get going on this, friends, that you understand the severity and the truth of what I'm trying to share with you right now, even in his own country concerning Mylakowski. I just want to ask something to all those people out there. So if you don't mind, let me pause for a moment. But how is it that you've been told that his name is not Netanyahu? It's been proven 50 times over, and yet you still calling him Netanyahu. You keep acting like he is actually a legitimate prime minister that's Jewish when in fact he's a Zionist and he's from Poland. Why is it that you keep playing under the false pretenses that are thrown down on you? Why is it that you keep promulgating the lie? You better start asking yourself the question, people, as to who they work for, because it's not me and you. Are they doing it advertently or inadvertently? I believe that there are those that are doing it inadvertently, but I also believe that there's more than not that are doing it advertently because they're paid to do so. I want to show you Mylakowski. Again, they're calling him Netanyahu. I want to show you something as to what took place in his own country and how his own people have become hostile towards him and his crimes. Shame, shame, leave, leave, shame, shame, leave, leave is what his people are saying about him. Shame, shame, leave, leave. Shame, shame, leave, leave. But somehow or another, he can come over to America and dictate our military at the expense of your boys' blood. Let me go there. Major General Smedley D. Butler is best known for his famous declaration, war is a racket. Also keep in mind, he was the highest decorated Marine in the history of the military, namely the Marines. He said, war is a racket. It's always been a racket. It's the only one in which the profits are reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives. A few profit and the many pay, it can be smashed effectively only by taking the profit out of war. That would be called the military-industrial complex that we were warned of on 1962 of January 17th concerning Eisenhower's warning, where he went off script to warn the American people about the military-industrial complex. He goes on, Smedley Butler did, the normal profits of a business concern 6, 8, 10, and sometimes 12%, but wartime profits 20, 60, 100, 300, and even 1,800%. On his military career, Smedley Butler said, I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service. He said, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism on the behalf of the American government. He said, my mental faculties remained in suspended animation while I obeyed the orders of the higher ups. See, I think it's important for people to understand in America that when you serve in any capacity within government from the top to the bottom, you swear to uphold the Constitution and the enumerated laws. I am so tired of people in this country and other countries saying, hey, we were just following orders. Isn't that what we were told in back in the 1940s when they had the Nuremberg trials? They all said they were just taking orders. That's what they kept telling everybody in the court. We were just taking orders. We were just taking orders. We were doing what we were told to do. But think about it, friends. If they actually held to the oath that they swore that they would uphold with their hand to God and their hand on the Bible, which, by the way, was a republic during that particular time, they would have dealt with a tyrant rather than killing innocent people. We have been sold. We have been sold. The reason I'm saying that is because there's nothing so false as modern history. It's just the talking points that we have been sold. Folks, listen carefully. The trouble with America is that when the dollar only earns 6% over here, then it gets restless and goes overseas to get 100%. Then the flag follows the dollar and the soldiers follow the flag. How many times? How many times do we need to be told what war's about, even from them that write books to warn the American people as to what they were involved with on the behalf of the corrupt that he was taking orders from, which obviously he has recanted and he's repented of? Again, Americans, when are we going to understand? Hey, folks, isn't it interesting how these politicians love to talk about war at the expense of the blood of your children? But what's crazy about it is people don't realize they've never been to war. So those that are talking much of war have never been in war. But those that are trying to prevent war, they have been there. And that's exactly what we need. Erasmus said war is delightful to those who had no experience of it. Yep. We're going to come back and I'm going to play some audio videos for you to confirm and affirm the points that I'm making. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at libertysentinel.org. That's libertysentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John G. Lake rightly proposed a question to the modern church. Can you find anywhere in the scriptures that the gifts of the Holy Ghost were withdrawn from the Church of Christ? Neither can we. That's why you need to join us every Sunday at sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side of the page for church at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
You know, there is a good, reliable source of uncompromising, conservative information, education, and inspiration. But you're probably missing out. Now, in our 27th year, Wisconsin Christian News provides hard-hitting news and commentary. And we're a national newspaper. The Wisconsin in Wisconsin Christian News simply means we're based. But our content is for all Americans. Request your free sample copy by emailing the publisher at rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, so here we go. Hey, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms, subscribe to that page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. And again, if you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. As I said yesterday, I don't need your emails. I don't need your comments. That's why you have the phone lines. Again, 281-845-4704. If you'd like to call in, please do. Pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. The first casualty to every war is the truth. And that's exactly how wars have been sold to the American people over and over and over again. And again, just like in the Declaration of Independence, which three quarters of that documentation is what our forefathers wouldn't put up with, it's amazing to me how many people will suffer the abuse of the corrupt, even at the expense of their own children. That should bother everybody here. But again, let me say it. Let me say it so you can hear it and understand it. Folks, the first casualty to every war is always the truth. You're never told. And again, I want you to pay attention to what I just said, because I'm going to unfold many of these reels for you right now, audios and videos. Now, do you guys remember back in, what was it, right after September 11th? And by the way, it was called the Patriot Act. It should have been called the Act of Tyranny, because they created bureaucracies that are now aimed at the American people, not at foreigners. So therefore, it shows you exactly, it's a revelation as to who's behind what took place on September 11th. But with that said, because they have defined the American people 72 times over as the domestic terrorists. It wasn't foreigners. It wasn't the sodomites. It wasn't the communists. Nope. It was the American people. It was the Christian, patriot, and or conservative that they deemed to be domestic terrorists. Okay? So ask yourself now, who is responsible for the two buildings falling? There. That's it for that. Moving on. But after September 11th, I remember a guy, he's a communist, and again, he was another useful idiot they put up. His name was Michael Moore. And Michael Moore came up with something called Fahrenheit 9/11. And I watched the documentary, and it's weird. This guy's just like so far out there. He'd be right on to something. And then he'd go way out and left and basically discredit himself concerning everything he just tried to establish. But one of the things that I noticed during that documentation, that documentary, was the fact that there were women that were all about, namely one in particular, that was all about the Iran war or the Iraqi war. And she was in full support 100%. And what happened is her son ended up joining the military and then going over to Iraq, and then her son got killed. And then what she did is she began to dig in concerning the truth of the war after her son was killed. And she began to take notice that it was our government that was at fault for what was going on over there. Now, before you jump the gun and you start calling me an anti-American and so on and so forth in your ignorance, hold on, because again, I'm not going to submit. And I want to ask this. Let me stop right there, because I was thinking about this during the show, before the show, I'm sorry. Isn't it amazing how 81% of the people in this country call themselves Christians, but they submit themselves to the corrupt commandments of men? See, that's where people are when they start calling names, you know, and start throwing slang terms at me and saying, look, he's anti-American, he's this, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh, I know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm here to tell you that your said representatives don't have a right to do the wrong thing, because we never delegated that to him, because the Lord never delegated his rights unto us to violate his moral law. Okay? So put it in perspective. But again, what happened is the woman sent her son over to Iraq. He gets killed. Then she, after the fact, starts to pull the curtain back on the administration, only to find out they were the ones that were responsible for the Iraqi war, because they were stealing oil in reserve from them. Okay? Just like the one I'm going to show you right now. And I, folks, I hate this. I hate sharing this information with you. But if this saves the lives of others and it brings justice upon the heads of those that mean to send these kids, then so be it. But this is a video audio of a lady who sent her son, her daughter over to Iran that, by the way, Mylakowski's been trying to tee up for a long time, for a long time. She somehow or another finds honor in the fact that her daughter died in fighting against Iran, which there is no honor at all, friends, because we had no business over there. Check this out.
She fought for this country and she died for this country.
No, she fought for this country and she died for this country. And I am a mother.
I am a mother that is highly proud.
That I am highly proud of her.
And I know she was really, really focused on what she was doing.
Am I sad for her? Absolutely.
No comments.
I am sad for her every step of the way. But folks, we're not going to overlook the fact that if she'd have took the time where the first woman failed to do so before she sent her kid and put him in the military. I mean, if the pandemic wasn't enough for you to avoid sending your kids into the military, I don't know what was, because they inoculated them. They vaccinated them with the mRNA, and we're going to see the fallout of that sooner or later. I mean, due to the fact that there's a 500% increase in cancer patients I think that's quite telling within itself. And the only people that receive it, and I'm talking about the cancer, are the ones that are taking the death jabs. Okay? I mean, folks, read your Bible. The Bible says the life is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11. The Lord told you not to mix. 19:19 of Leviticus. Deuteronomy 19:19 as well. If you want to take somebody out, what do? You get into the lifeline. What is the lifeline within a human being? The blood. How do you steal, kill, and destroy? Go to the lifeline. Go to the bloodline. That's where the life is at. The Bible tells us not to go there. So if we don't want to listen to what the Lord has to say and take heed to the commandments of men, then these are the things that are going to happen. And again, I'm sad to say it. Now, I want you to contemplate this next portion, and I'm going to go ahead and play this out for you. But this is the President of the United States of America.
I come to you with a message of
January 17, 1961.
This speech did not get very much attention. When a new president is coming to power, as John Kennedy was, the spotlight was not on Dwight Eisenhower.
We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions.
There was a feeling at the time that this must have been written by some speechwriter who just sneaked into the speech.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
3 months ago, we got contacted by a family up in Minnesota saying that we have documents from Malcolm Moose. He was responsible in part for drafting the military-industrial complex speech.
These new papers give us written evidence that this was not just some caprice of Eisenhower's or something by some speechwriter.
You see the evolution of his speech from May 1959 to 1961.
And he wanted to give this speech for a long time, 2 years.
Our military organization today bears little relation to that known of any of my predecessors in peacetime, or indeed by the fighting men of World War II or Korea.
There was one person in Dwight Eisenhower's life whom he really confided almost everything to, and that was his brother Milton.
There's one particular document where the speechwriters had already drafted their version of his speech.
This is just explaining to you that Milton Eisenhower went off topic of what he was supposed to read.
Had already been
he went off topic when and he Milton told the people Eisenhower what they needed to hear is what he did.
Notes and writing things
he was
on
warning the
American
people of what's happening today.
Knew that wasn't Milton talking, it was Ike.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
He would see magazines with advertisements for some new warplane or some bomb, and he got so angry he'd take the magazine and throw it into the fireplace of the Oval Office because he felt that defense spending should not be something that would be encouraged by companies who are seeking commercial gain.
We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
There is an interesting document. It shows that the farewell speech would be made to Congress. But yet, President Eisenhower decided, no, he was going to address the people.
Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Okay, so you just heard the President of the United States of America. I'm sorry, January 17th of 1961. I think I originally said 62.
How well a president speaks.
So forgive me for saying that. I want to go next to General Wesley Clark because he was the higher up brass, and this was right after September 11th. And again, it's important for people to hear this from those that were in power during that particular time because you've been lied to by the mainstream media. Even the general during that particular time was trying to tell you the truth of the matter. Listen.
After 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz.
General Wesley Clark.
Just say hello to some
right
people
after September 11th.
Staff who used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September.
Listen to what he says.
I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They've just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs.
Listen carefully.
Office today.
And foretelling.
He said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years.
And all of those 7 countries in 5 years, we've already attacked. This was in 2000. He said, why are we attacking Iraq? I'll get to more of that in just a moment. I'm going to bring you right to the president so you can hear from his own mouth how he lied to you. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Sam. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSRadio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Okay, we got much to play here for you in the next couple of minutes. Got one more segment. So I played for you the president warning you of the military-industrial complex. The American people have been warned about that for decades. Then I played General Wesley Clark asking the question as to why they were going to attack Iraq because it didn't make sense. And then he talked about 7 countries they were going to hit in 5 years. Well, we've hit all of them. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over and I'm going to show you exactly the President of the United States of America after, friends, after, here, I'm just going to play it for you. This is WMDs.
Weapons of mass destruction. Can you bring me to...
She said, I feel you're sick to your stomach because there was no weapons of mass destruction. Okay? This is what they sold the whole attack on Iraq to the American people over. Remember what I said, there was only one outlet that was kicking against the goats. One. The rest of them, the conservatives, were all behind Bush, driving the war. They didn't care what it cost. If our president's doing this, this is what we got to get behind. And we have the high military brass asking the question, why are we going to attack Iraq? They weren't the ones that allegedly hit the two towers. Why are we attacking them? It didn't matter, folks. It was an opportunity. And isn't that what dead fish Rahm Emanuel said? That they would take advantage of every crisis? And it's exactly what they did. There was a perfect opportunity to attack a country. And what did they do? They decided to sell to the American people that there was weapons of mass destruction, only to find out, not from Bradley Dean, not from General Wesley Clark, not from anybody else, but George Bush, the one that sold it to you, friends, that we have to go get those guys over in Iraq. Well, let me tell you what he didn't tell you in just a moment, but he's going to tell you right here, there was none to be found. Just like people that were trying to prevent the attack were trying to tell the American people, but yet the American people didn't feel that it was their responsibility to actually rise up and protest and put a stop to this nonsense. Nope. How many thousands of our boys were laid 6 feet under the ground after because the people didn't want to stand up before? And of course, I'm in. Here we go.
With Candy Coley, CNN Sunday.
Sorry about
morning,
that.
9 Eastern.
You talked about how just sick you felt to your stomach when you found out there were no weapons of mass destruction. Can you bring me to that moment? Did someone walk in and say, we've stopped looking, they're not there?
No,
who was it? How did that happen?
It just kind of was, it evolved. The fact that there wasn't weapons evolved. I mean, I was, you know, when we first got in there and started looking around and didn't find anything, you get that kind of sinking feeling that, uh-oh. And then time went on, and then we got tips, you know, I'll never forget the tip that there was crates buried, you know, hidden in the Euphrates River. So they found, maybe these are them, and they've sent frogmen, and there was nothing there. And so, and then, of course, George Tenet had the, you know, the inspectors go back in, or
yeah.
David Kay and Dolfer. And,
yeah.
And
gosh.
That pretty well put that, there.
That's okay, George. That's okay. I mean, this is kind of haphazardly talking about our friends. Just no big deal. Hey, folks, you know what he didn't tell you? Did you know that Cheney, who's now in hell where he belongs, Luke 16? Oh, believe me, friends. Did you know that Halliburton, his company, made $39.5 billion off the Iraq war? So George is, while he's doing this interview by this useful idiot who's scripted and talking about only those things that they're to talk about concerning this conversation with George W. Bush, she was right on topic by avoiding what it was really about. George is smiling. He's okay with the fact that there was over 1 million innocent people murdered to make that $39.5 billion. It's population control, people. They all want that. The said elites that you call elites, which we don't constitutionally have in this country, they want this sort of population control. They're okay with it. On top of the fact that they made $35 billion off of stealing their natural resources. That's what they didn't tell you. I mean, in spite of this, friends, anybody that's got a problem with me, let me put it where that problem needs to go. And I want you to point your finger at who it needs to be pointed at, because here we go again. Okay? Do you remember when war criminal Henry Kissinger, he's also a pedophile, he was? Do you remember when he said military men are dumb, stupid animals only to be used as pawns for foreign policy? Guess what, friends? They're doing it again. The same people that are calling your kids dumb, stupid animals are only to be used as pawns for foreign policy, they're doing it again. I just want to make clear you're listening to what I'm saying here. Okay? I'm not telling you anything they didn't tell you, friends. And the bottom line is they're doing it again and again and again. And I want you to listen to this next one. Listen.
Forged documents existed.
They were to attack Iraq, they were forged documents, okay? They were forged documents, just like any other unconstitutional war, like the ones they're rejoicing over right now. Also keep in mind, and I have to throw this in there before I play this, do you guys realize that during the Vietnam War, where my cousin was killed, 51,121 men were killed in that war, that senseless war? Ask them. Ask them today what it was about. They'll tell you they don't know what it was about. We also know that Kennedy was going to withdraw the troops, and then 2 days later, he's dead, assassinated, and then Johnson reverses the order. Yeah, well, we can't put that together. No, we got eyes, but do we see? We got ears, but do we hear? Isn't it always interesting how the people speculate when it's their government, but when it's somebody else, they're guilty as charged because the government said so? You hypocrites. Hypocrites. But folks, listen to me. This guy right here said they had to forge the documents to attack Iraq. Okay? And guess what? We have foreigners telling us the truth. Well, our own government, the Judases within the halls of government, Luke 22:48, lie to us. But they want your kids. Matter of fact, they're even talking about a military draft, which brings me back to the point that I was just going to make concerning Vietnam. Do you know that when Vietnam came about and they had a lottery, did you know that the said Congress decided to put a stop to the Vietnam War when the children of those in Congress, their numbers started coming up during the lottery? See how that works? Hey, folks, you want to end the war? Send those that are calling for the war and send their kids. That's how you're going to end the war. But let's watch this, because it's important that you do. I'm going to go ahead and pull this back. Here we go.
Existed and were being circulated.
Listen carefully.
Right-wing newspapers in Baghdad and around the world in the immediate aftermath of the fall of the Iraqi regime. Now, Senator, I gave my heart and soul to oppose the policy that you promoted. I gave my political life's blood to try to stop the mass killing of Iraqis by the sanctions on Iraq, which killed 1 million Iraqis, most of them children. Most of them died before they even knew that they were Iraqis, but they died for no other reason other than that they were Iraqis, with the misfortune to be born at that time. I gave my heart and soul to stop you committing the disaster that you did commit in invading Iraq. And I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies. I told the world that Iraq, contrary to your claims, did not have weapons of mass destruction. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to Al-Qaeda. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to the atrocity on 9/11/2001. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that the Iraqi people would resist a British and American invasion of their country, and that the fall of Baghdad would not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning. Senator, this is the mother of all smoke screens.
He's calling out your politicians.
To divert attention from the crimes that you supported,
yep,
from the theft of billions of dollars of Iraq's wealth.
See, folks, and again, there's even if we had more time, I even have videos from the military, our military that came out and basically threw their brass off in the face of those in the American military. And they begin to tell you how the higher brass in American military was actually rewarding our military men for committing crimes against innocent people over in Iraq. So, folks, so this is an issue of you better make sure you're on the Lord's side. Because if you think just because you're going to obey the government that you're going to stand in an upright position on Judgment Day, you're sadly mistaken. And as I said earlier, how many of you call yourself Christian men and women, and yet you submit to the likes of the commandments of corrupt men? The very commandments that you are called and you have been bestowed upon by heaven to, and empowered, might I add, to stand up and throw off those that are throwing off the Constitution. I'm not here, friends, to overthrow our government. I'm talking about overthrowing the men that are overthrowing the Constitution. We are the governments. We need to take responsibility and begin to stand up and hold every single one of them accountable while you still have the time to do so lawfully. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. I got you for 2 hours on Saturday. See ya.